This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Supreme Court is set to take up the case of race as a factor in college admissions this week, with oral arguments tomorrow. A woman says she was rejected from the University of Texas because she is white. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
This is the second time the High Court will hear the case of Abigail Fisher versus the University of Texas. 2 years ago, justices sent the case back to a lower court for a stricter look at the university's admissions program, which takes race into account, among other factors. That court sided with the university, and Fisher appealed.
The justices agreed to take the case, which is really concerning news for supporters of affirmative action.
Richard Collenberg with the Century Foundation says a ruling could apply to any college or university that accepts federal funding. The Cato Institute's Ilya Shapiro says with Justice Elena Kagan abstaining, the Supreme Court is likely to be split, with Justice Anthony Kennedy casting the deciding vote.
Notably, Justice Kennedy has never voted for a particular affirmative action program, but he's also never closed the door on using racial preferences altogether.
What he does this time may not be known until close to the end of the term, next June. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.